Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Bob Prosh is here. Bob is the author of Kiss Theory Goodbye. He is the president and CEO of the Prosh Center for Business Advancement, and his program, the Small Business Accelerator, is absolutely outstanding, and he's been hanging out with us now for more than a half dozen years. He's our good friend, Bob Prosh. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here with you, Jim. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you back. Bob, I introduced you earlier as one of our great management minds, so no pressure or anything on that. but I know you've got some thoughts on how to help us button up the year and get the new year kicked off.
You know, it's hard to believe. It's December 14th.
Can you believe it? Time's flying when you're having fun, isn't it?
It's really flying by, so those of us in business have to take advantage of these last few days. You know, our people are going to be taking vacation. Vacation is going to come around. Our customers are going to be gone. So let's make sure we use this time effectively. So I made a short list, Jim, for all of our listeners.
All right.
Kind of think it through. First, make sure you get all your money, accounts receivables.
Mm-hmm.
Collect your money, folks. You know, people owe you some money. Let's get to them before they're gone for the holidays.
All right, hold on. If you're going to leave that one, hold on to that. At what point in time do you realize that you're not going to get the money and you just move it off? And of course, you don't have to write it off right now. But while you're collecting, I mean, hopefully you don't have a lot of folks, but if you some folks are never going to pay you, are they?
Yeah, some of our slow pay, you know who those are. If you've been in business long enough, you know who they are, and you can generally work with them. But if you've got somebody that just is not paying, you know, you eventually got to go to the demand letter, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
You got to put that demand letter out there, make sure it's official. Without that, it's hard to move forward.
Yeah.
And you tell them, by the way, you know, call them back up, let them know you sent them that demand letter and you'd like to get this cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
I always like to give people the option. And then if they still don't respond, then hopefully you've got a business attorney there that maybe can give you a little bit of help.
What can I do to help you that doesn't involve me not getting any money?
Yeah, that's a nice way of saying I don't give my stuff away for free.
Right, right.
And neither do they, by the way, which is very interesting.
Yeah. All right.
Hopefully that's a small number, Jim.
Yeah. All right, so
the next one that I think everybody's got to do is we've got a sales pipeline. We're pushing to close some sales. Those that are really close, get them done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, get them done. If you need to book them this year, get them done. And also, get your personal expenses in, folks.
Can we stop on the sales thing for a minute?
Yeah.
All right, so folks, Bob, if you at some point in time you're going to realize that this sale isn't going to happen this year, and just make sure that you don't push somebody unnaturally. And because you got to realize that, okay, it didn't happen this year. I'm going to need business in January. It'll happen in January. I'm just going to settle into that. What do you think?
I think there is a time and a place, and I certainly would err on the side of I'm certainly not stressing my customer out.
Right.
I wouldn't do that. But
right.
If I'm close, and I've got some salespeople that are very close to making their quota, and we can get it done, I suggest we get it done.
Absolutely.
I'd like to take care of my people.
No, make sure. Well, the main thing you got to do is make sure it's not your organization that's keeping the sale from coming in. And that's the main thing you got to do.
And it's not uncommon, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe it. Stay close to your sales folks. All right. And third one?
I think you got to get all your personal expenses in. You know, how many times do people turn in personal business expenses in January for the previous year?
Yeah,
so let's get all that buttoned up.
That's not going to work because you need to get those checks written in this year.
Of course, you know, let's keep the accountant happy. Also, vacation planning—that's always a big one, isn't it, Jim?
Yep.
Around this time of year.
Yep.
Are you short-staffed? Are you staffed all the way through the holidays? Is there accrued vacation?
Some industries. This is when they want you to take the vacation. And if you're retail, you don't get any vacation.
That's exactly right. I've got some manufacturing clients that it's mandatory that they take vacation.
Yeah, in fact, the shop may be closed up part or all of the month.
That's exactly right. Now, here's one I know you'll love, Jim. Thank your customers.
Absolutely.
You know, what are you doing to thank the ones that are writing you the check? And I don't think you can thank them enough. I really do. We shouldn't be waiting for the end of the year anyway, but just make sure you reach out to them and let them know how special they are to you.
We've already got our thank you stuff out. We'd get it out somewhere around the 1st of December.
Well, that's good. You're early. That's great.
Well, we try to get it out there, and it went out the first week, and it was, you know, just the way we do, ours. We started that system, though. It has to become part of the operation, doesn't it?
If you just
wake up one morning and say, "Oh my God, what have I done?" You know, then you know, that doesn't work. It's gonna get the hindmost. But if it becomes part of your organization at the end of the year, then it helps.
Yeah, it really does. It should be who you are.
How do you think? Do you call every one of them? Do you go see every one of them? Do you send them a card, a letter? What do you do?
Well, the ones that are close enough to me, Jim, you know, I have clients all around the country. The ones that are close enough to me, I definitely go see.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm in their town in the month of December, I try to swing by if my schedule will allow on the way out. Even if I just put a business card on their desk and let them know I've been by and to thank them. But I definitely send them all either a card, and a card would not be some generic card. It's a card that really talks about the relationship I have with that particular client.
Yep.
And spend a few minutes, you know, writing some things that matter to that customer, because eventually they will read it, even if it's after the first of the year.
You know, if you do what Bob's talking about, folks, I'm going to give you a little flash. You might wind up standing out, because it's amazing how many people don't do what you just said, Bob.
Isn't it, though?
I don't understand it. But how many times do you do business with, how many people do you do business with who never thank you for the business?
Quite a bit, actually.
Yeah. It's way too much.
Quite a bit.
Happens way too much. All right, what's next?
You know, I think you should thank your employees, too, Jim.
Good point.
Well, they're very important to us, right? Without them, we're in trouble.
Yep, that's exactly right. How do you do that? You just say, you need to say it, don't you? Out loud.
I mean, there's nothing better than a pat on the back
and
say, "I really appreciate you this year for all the things that you've done. You know, we went through some tough times, some great times, and I'm glad you're part of the team." And thank them. You don't always have to give them money. But, you know, if you can, that's great. If you had a great year and you're handing out bonuses, make sure that those are special, too. Yep. Don't just hand checks out. Talk to people.
Good idea. Bob, I need your website quickly, please.
BobProsen.com. BobProsen.com.
Check it out. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassie, Game 20 After. We'll be right back.
Turn around and see you in a crowded place.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.